Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry. By the way, Henry Lake at Summer League in Las Vegas, taking a few days off. He'll be back later next week. Twins and Pirates will open a three-game series following the game tonight. Nelly at Target Field, but the skies have darkened a bit, and there are thunderstorms in the vicinity. And Chris, we could be delayed at the start because you have Joe Ryan for the Twins, Paul Skeens for the Pirates. They don't want these guys to get warmed up, come into the ballgame, then go into a rain delay. So they're going to let this stuff slide through. So I'm thinking the start of the game might be delayed a little bit.
Yeah, I have not heard, you know, we have not heard from the Twins as far as we know. It's a 7:10 first pitch, but you can kind of see there are some storms that are coming through, but it looks like it should pass. It's not going to be anything that's going to be extensive. But yeah, you're right, because you've got Paul Skeens and Joe Ryan, and that is what this game has been centered around, right? All-star versus all-star, two of the best young arms in Major League Baseball. You don't get opportunities like this very often with these sort of matchups. So if I'm the Twins, if it's going to come in, and again, we have not heard from them, but just based on what we're seeing with the radar, that it would behoove them if they feel like there's going to be some rain and some sort of a delay. You definitely do not want to get these guys warmed up, get them out there, and then stop. Because once this game goes, you want these two guys to just do what they do better than anybody else in the world.
Yeah, and they were moved up, so they would be available for Tuesday in Atlanta. They would be available. Skeens will pitch for sure for the NL. Don't know about Joe Ryan, but you'd think they'd get him into the game and get him an inning in the Midsummer Classic on Tuesday night. By the way, Byron Buxton back in the lineup, and that is certainly good news. We'll keep an eye on it. No official word. It's just a hunch. And the way this is moving, this is going to move through really quick. I mean, it's not like there's a huge shield of rain building behind this if it does move through. And I remember earlier in the week, speaking of the weather, that it didn't look good for today, tonight at all. And the chance rain dropped. I don't know about you, but I didn't see any rain today.
No, I didn't either. This is something that just popped up, and you and I were, we were kind of discussing. By the way, let's just flip segments one and two. We can flip flop. We'll do a live production meeting here. We've got segment one and two. We'll just flip flop the content because I think it'll flow a little better. Yeah, when we're talking about the actual weather, we thought earlier in the week I sent you another document. Because we work off of these documents, and I'm like, okay, we've got one for the 30-minute show, and then the Twins, and then final pitch. And then I sent you another one just in case that the Twins were rained out. And yeah, it looked like this morning everything was going to be fine. I did see a few clouds this morning that passed through. But yeah, once you mentioned, my wife mentioned the clouds in the northwestern suburbs, and then I looked at the radar, and then I was texting you, and it looks like, if anything, it is going to pass through quickly, which, if you're the Twins and the Pirates, you want this. I mean, you want this thing. Maybe if it's just going to come, it's going to come through a little heavier, and then it's going to blow through. You don't want this to linger for a certain period of time.
Well, and you got Nelly later.
That's just it.
Not only do you have Ryan against Skeens, mm-hmm. you got Nelly.
I mean, it's getting hot in here, right? I mean, I wonder if he flew in on the Air Force One.
Wait a minute. It's hot in there? Your fan broke down?
Yes, it's hot in here. Take off all my clothes. It is getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off.
No, stop.
It's a song, man. I'm not.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not getting down to my BVDs here. Besides, I'm the only one here. No, nobody's going to tell.
That's true. It's a Friday night. At my full-time job, by about 2:30, there's nobody around on a Friday in the summer. And it is just amazing.
It's me and Lindsay and the cleaning crew. That's who's here on a Friday night. And Lindsay, when she's done with, doing herself with Jason's show, she gone. So it's just going to be me.
Yeah, that's right. They were on remote. Dan and JD were over at Target Field today.
Yep.
And good show as we get you ready for the ball game tonight. By the way, Chris and I will be back with Final Pitch tonight following the Twins and Pirates. And then tomorrow I'll be in before and after the game again on a Saturday. And the weather looks good over the weekend. Here's another thing that's not
working you
on
to the
us.
Bone, man. They are working hard.
Yeah, it is. They pay me. The money is green.
the money's green. Well, that's something about the money, anyway.
And the late great Steve Cannon, and he would always say at the end of the show, and my brother loved this, and he was a huge Cannon fan, and he always said when he signed off, "I got the money." And my brother loved that line. And, Cannon had famous run-ins with management and would take shots, had management over the years. But at the end of the show, "I got the money." Rumor is he did get the money. Even way back in the day when Cannon was on the air.
You notice those are three words that you and I can't use.
Right, for sure.
I got the money. You got the what?
Now, there's a couple of guys going tonight, and I want to dig into this just a little bit further about Skeens against Ryan. Skeens just turned 23. Ryan's a young guy, highly touted, came over to the Twins, has done a good job. Had that little injury bump a year ago where he hit an injury and then came back, but it's been really good this year. And talk about two guys that are on a track to get the money. and with all due respect to the Pirates, I don't know long-term how they hang on to a guy like Skeens. If he continues on this track, he's going to get paid.
Yeah, and I think here's one thing that sometimes stats can be very misleading. Because I've seen, people say, hey, should, like, the Chicago Cubs, should the Cubs trade for Paul Skeens? And somebody's like, well, no, because he's... he's 4-7 this year. I mean, I don't want a loser. Well, yeah, but you take a look at the ERA. ERA is less than 2. He's got a 9.7 strikeouts per 9 innings. I mean, he has got elite numbers. And he's doing this, Steve, all while not really going deep in games. I mean, he's a guy that struggles with pitch counts. So if the Twins can make him work, I'm kind of getting into that. But, I mean, this is one of those that – Pittsburgh's not one of those teams that like a I was going to say Oakland. The A's or Tampa, or they get to a point where they're competitive and then they sell guys off. We've only seen one good season from the Pirates that they don't usually trade these guys. They usually leave via free agency. So we'll have to wait and see. But you know that you know, people are already circling, and you know, blood's in the water if you're looking for Paul Skeens.
Yeah, and here's a guy that who just turned 23, but he's a big man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's 6'6", 260. He's a huge guy, and we have seen I think we've seen smaller guys. I think of Ron Guidry, Louisiana Lightning, way back in the day, old school, wasn't a particularly big guy, and pitched very effectively and had a terrific career and a good run with those Yankee teams back in the late 70s, etc. But you look at Skeens and a big guy, and as hard as he can throw, and you just think that's going to hold up, you know, that he's a big, sturdy guy. Kind of reminds me, build-wise, he's even bigger than Roger Clemens, and he was a big guy.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's, I mean, if you're comparing him to Roger Clemens, that's pretty high praise.
Yeah, for sure. But it's still very early. But
oh, yeah.
But he's big, and he's got just dynamic stuff.
You can see the base is there, and he was talked about from the minute he got drafted. You know, it's when are the Pirates going to bring him up? And he came up last year. He only, I think he pitched like half of the first half, and I think he started the All-Star game for the National League last year with only like a handful of starts, which really shows you how good and how much of a franchise guy he is. I really hope that Pittsburgh is able to hold on to Paul Skeens, because Pittsburgh's one of those teams that I'm rooting for, right? I mean, not against the Twins, but I mean, I remember the Bobby Bonilla, the Andy Van Slyke, the Barry Bonds. Like, I remember the Pirates of the, you know, of the late 80s, early 90s, and I wish that Pittsburgh would just get back to being competitive, because I feel like baseball is better when the Pittsburgh Pirates are competitive, and it's been years since that's happened.
Well, and you look at what the Tigers did. They got Skubal. They built the club around him, and, you know, Skubal's led the way, and Skeens is one of those guys that can do it. And Joe Ryan's been really good. Now, Joe is obviously older, pushing 30 already, but he has had a very nice year for the Minnesota Twins, and as we pointed out, Byron Buxton, a very nice year. We'll get into this series and why it's so important for the Twins as they try and climb out of that hole an inch ever closer to 500. With a sweep, they can get there. We'll get into that more. Twins and Pirates coming up. Lineup card at 6:30. First pitch scheduled at 7:10. Some weather in the area for now. It looks good for later. Even if they delay the start a little bit, they should be able to get it in. Nelly, no problem later. And we'll have it all, except for Nelly, here on News Talk, K3O WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Twins, Pirates, game one of the three games set before the All-Star break at Target Field tonight. Looks like this weather is going to slide through quickly, no problem for the ball game. Nelly to follow And then a matinee tomorrow and a matinee on Sunday. And then it's on to the break. And the All-Star game in Atlanta, Joe Ryan, Byron Buxton. Once again, Ryan against Skeens tonight. And Byron Buxton will be in the lineup. We'll have a sneak peek at that lineup before we turn it over to the Treasure Island Baseball Network here at 6:30. And Chris and I will be back following the ball game here on a Friday night. A key stretch for the Twins is they try and stay relevant in the wild card. Because in reality, Chris, the Tigers are running away with the division. I mean, in all fairness, it would be an epic collapse if the Tigers were able to give up the division right now. I mean, the standings going into play tonight, Tigers by 13 over the Royals, Twins 13.5 back, the Guardians 14.5 back, and then the White Sox, they were eliminated on Memorial Day, so don't worry about them.
Well, the White Sox were around longer than I thought, if you're talking about Memorial Day. I mean, it was a good competitive year for the Sox. You know, you got to build back to 2005 slowly.
They were eliminated on Easter. Let's go with that.
Okay. And
that might be better.
You know, I would have gone the first day of spring training, but no, wait, that's the Rockies. Never mind. That's the Rockies. Never mind. Sorry.
No doubt a big stretch. And they came into this homestand and played well. They had a chance to sweep the Rays, didn't get it done. They had a chance to sweep the Cubs and got blown out in the matinee on Thursday. We know all of that. But still, 4-2 to start the homestand. Pirates coming to town. And then out of the break, things breaking favorably because you have to get to 500, and then you stay in the mix, and then you've got an opportunity to get into the postseason as a wild card. Once again, it's not over, but the Tigers are running away.
Yeah, I think you can either look at the team being 13.5 games out of first place in the American League Central, or you can look at your 4 games out of the wild card.
And I know that's what they need to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you were up by 3 games at that point. And here's one thing, Steve. I don't like all of the, okay, the Twins have to be sellers right now. Well, let's see how you got 3 against Pittsburgh, the last place team in the National League Central. You got the All-Star break. 3 in Colorado, and they've won 21 games all year. 21 games. Okay, when you're just short of the All-Star break and you've got a blackjack in the win column, you're not having a good season. So you got 3 there. You go to LA to take on the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have been struggling, but they're still the Dodgers. And then you're home against the Nationals for 3. 3 out of those 4 teams are last place teams in the National League. So if you come out of that and you have not gotten to 500 or above, then I think that makes it easier for this team to say, hey, well, you know what? Maybe we have to look to the future. If you come out of that and you're above 500 and you know, don't worry about, like you're saying, Detroit is a non-factor. If you get to, you know, closer than 4 games, you know, you move up in the wild card standings, then I think, okay, we're not going to sell. We know they're not going to buy. We know this team is not going to buy. But at least you're not going to sell because you got Pablo coming back. You got Zebby coming back. You got Luke Kuechel coming back. I mean, that's ultimately, I think, what you're hoping if you're the Twins.
The huge key is, when is Pablo available? Because when they made their move in May and won 13 in a row, and you sit up and say, hey, this team has a chance. They can get back into this thing. It started with pitching. And I think what we've seen in this homestand, granted, they got beat 8-1 by the Cubs yesterday. It didn't go particularly well for Chris Paddock. He had a tough day, giving up 11 hits in his start. But beyond that, they've been playing well because they've been pitching well. And they've had a chance, and the bats have come around at times. And that's going to be a key for me. When is Pablo Lopez going to be available?
Well, and that's just it, because when he went down, you're thinking, okay, this is an 8-12 week injury because it's a grade 2 teres major strain in the right shoulder. So the earliest he could have thrown is, you know, 4 weeks. So we're a little past that. And it sounds like Dan Hayes has said, okay, he started playing catch. So, so he's done that. The earliest return is late June, early July, but we've seen the playing catch. I'm thinking maybe August. We don't know exactly, but to me, you're still looking at another 6 weeks of Pablo Lopez not even being a member of this rotation. Like, I'm, well, to me, I, I'm if you're looking at mid to late August that he can get back into the rotation, I think that's, to me, I'm trying to err on the side of caution and not get my hopes up.
Yeah, and I think that is a gigantic factor, is what is he going to be like? And then ultimately, what are you going to get out of Bailey Ober going forward? That is huge.
Well, I think sitting him down with that hip impingement.
Correct.
I think sitting him down really helped. I mean, this is something they should have done this sooner, in my opinion.
Right. And it got to a point, and Lindsay and I talked about it on a Saturday following that last start. It's like, you feel bad for the guy. He just isn't getting it done. He gave up 14 home runs in June. It was a nightmare. I mean, it was going bad, and they had to find a way to shut this guy down. And I'm glad they did. And I agree with you, and you and Henry probably talked about it here on the weeknights a great deal. What are they going to do about Bailey Ober? They need this guy. They need Pablo. They need Joe Ryan. They need Zebby to step up, because without starting pitching, the idea that they're going to hang in there in a wild card race is really far-fetched. But they are there right now, and they need to finish strong going into the break and then come out of the break and take advantage. Once again, 3 with Pittsburgh, 3 at Colorado coming out of the break. Then they go to L.A., play the big bad Dodgers. Then they get the Nats here. I agree, Chris. Key stretch for this club, and it starts tonight. We'll keep our fingers crossed on the weather. Once again, once this stuff moves through the cities, we're going to be in good shape for Joe Ryan against Paul Skeens, Tigers and Pirates, or I should say Twins and Pirates, in game one of the 3-game set at Target Field tonight. Look forward to coming back following the ball game and wrapping it up on Final Pitch with Chris Tubbs here in the home of the Twins. Here's how the Twins are going to go tonight. Byron Buxton will lead off in center field, and Willie Castro, Trevor Larnick, Carlos Correa at short will be the cleanup hitter. Brooks Lee at second will bat fifth. Matt Walter and Ryan will bat sixth. Royce Lewis will be at third and bat seventh. Cody Clemens at first will bat eighth. Christian Vasquez will catch and bat ninth. Once again, Byron Buxton back tonight. Very good news indeed. Twins and Pirates coming up next here on the CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.